if you have a team, and we're very explicit with the jury about this in court, if you have a team of men who came from a set of team, and let's say there's two different steps to that. One of those steps is there is certainly corrosion, and there's corrosion all the time, and there's these dendrites that grow out. That's one of the steps. Is that an efficient process? Because we say no, it's the steps, the wet wipes, and start with the dominance as opposed to magnitude, depth, or quality. For instance, we proposed that the instruction of the corrosion container that did not include the magnetite. The court rejected that. The court also rejected the size instruction, and the court said, in this case, it is whether magnetite is corrosion or whether a corrosion byproduct is corrosion is a question that's in the case. And I think you should have heard one thing in our counsel program, the other side of that, and that is there was a dictionary definition of the post greener. It didn't help me to. So corrosion and deterioration of a material, usually a metal, that results from a chemical or electrical reaction in its environment. So corrosion that it's talking about is using a dictionary definition, which is a deterioration. The policy itself, when we talk about corrosion, the policy in context is the word deterioration. Corrosion. And then there's multiple, this is fun for people, there's multiple things that are talked about by the trial by experts and by lay witnesses who have led to the court in this situation, where they talk about how shifting red rust is formed all the time and how they've never seen magnitude. And they talk about that list. They also talk about, there's also evidence that it's rather interesting. These corrosions usually have oxidation in terms of readers. One of the things is testified in the forms. In order to form a magnetite, you have to have the opposite of oxidation. So one of the essential things is oxidation, which is what you produce corrosion. So the testimony is quite close to those words. These issues, the judges said, what the dramatic findings of corrosion is when you say, or you say, judges in this case, we're not talking about slow corrosion over a period of 2 years, where you can put a sliver in the chain of causation. And when you think about this case, what you have to think that's telling you is Olin runs a chemical plant. The chemical plant uses salt water, steel, and puts electricity to it. And it is a corrosive process. Corrosion happens all the time in the operation of these chemical plants. And ultimately, after some wear and tear, you would have to replace things. However, the time was about whether it was the wear and tear that would lead to the replacement in the process, manufacturing, flooring, and so forth, versus some unprecedented accident, which no one had ever seen at all. So, if you take it to the extreme, the position of Honeywell actually argues is that there would be no coverage. And so they say, well, if you look at the reasonable expectations of the jury, reasonable expectations of the parties are certainly old to the world. We have reasonable expectations that if you have wear and tear over a long period of time, you can insurance policy for it. But if you have an accident that you prove to a jury, then you can get coverage. One of the experts actually talked about is, your car might get rusty, but this is freight train in your car. With regard to the directed verdict point, That's not really the case that the court correctly referred to. In fact, I tried to report this situation to Bradford and she wouldn't have been charged. And in fact, even if the court found that corrosion was ambiguous, if you bought that argument, you would open those two instructions to make direct verdict. That doesn't speak to the theory that the court found for the jury was corrosion over a long period of time was the cause versus the cause of the accident. And it's not going to be for the jury. Yes. Yes. Well, we must have a system for the jury to see if it's a solid or can't find a required condition in this kind of trial. But here's the backstory. The brief story is this. Continental accepted coverage for the wet brakes closure and for the driver's failure and denied coverage for the harm to the diaphragm cells that could be accessed. The acceptance of coverage for the wet brakes and the driver's, the amount of money that the Continental had to pay for that was zero because it's underneath the deductible. The amount of money to replace the cells was quite substantial. So the way it was presented to the jury by us was that the insurance company that we used for this money tried to break the chain of causation in terms of slice the baloney in their own particular way, all kinds of cases like that. And they said, no, no matter how that's not the case, it's because of a long period of time. But, you know, if you, the backstory, or the real politics, how economic of it is, by accepting these undertakings in coverage, they didn't have to pay anything. They bring value coverage based on corrosion for these cells that they bring up. So, I don't think that
your view is that the jury can reasonably come to the payment terms and the cases that they accept.
I think that the jury can tell that they're going to decide the arbitration sentence, yes. And I think the way that that would work is that bank to was in this and the contract is based on time frames. And what I just said there was about to just tell you about the time during each of the jury trial. If you have no other questions, I have 13 seconds to see you to court. Thank you.
preemption clause would be success, growth, of course, would be the income plus the beings and stuff.
So, when we call this, these 2 years, I developed the cells of my own change. They're exhausted, schizophrenia, which is a disease. What we have here is just the corrosion from the magnet. So, there's no confusion about what the symptoms would be. So, this is basically a very solid corrosion.
That's my understanding that your view of corrosion as a trial is much more longer range of view than the university.
That's the argument. The trial, this is not our argument. It's very simple. It's a decision that you can make whether it is a good decision to go with sex with someone who is 2 hours into the decision to be a person's shelter. It was our position that we must have the benefit of this corrosion. And the universe is not a rule against interest in the embrace. Because we're clearly stoked for all the ones who want to consider corrosion. Corrosion includes its corrosion over the happens in a couple of hours, happens over a period of system corrosion. So, essentially, the theory was, well, whatever happened here, it was particularly an accident. It was the same way as the event themselves. The theory was, well, if it was an accident, it was not a corrosion. So, what was the theory that was on the
theory? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm a physician by this court.